Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. A little email goes out every few weeks, and you can subscribe to that. We promise we won't spam you, but there's some great news. There's a great day to be live. It's great to be in the region, and you will love my special guest today, Beth Gleason. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be with you.
Fantastic. I love the hat. Good one.
Good one, mate.
And that's what, good one, mate. My daughter's got a hat brand thing, and I think it's Oi Mate.
Oi Mate, classic. She must be from Queensland.
Ah, well, yes. We've all got issues. We don't want to talk about our issues today. But, Beth, I mean, you and Chris are, you know, quite astonishing, juggling a lot of, I mean, young family.
Yes.
How many children, ages?
We've got four kids. River, she's 11, Abel's 9, and the twins are 5, twin boys. Yeah, it's full.
I feel like I need a rest already, just hearing it. So that's full on. And yeah. So any mother listening would recognise how big deal that is, just juggling a family home.
Mm.
But you also lead a church.
Yes.
Hope you see it, Glendale.
Oh, Gateshead.
Gateshead.
The other G.
Gateshead, sorry. In Lake Macquarie.
In Lake Mac.
Love it. And you've got business.
Mm. Yeah, we coffee and Jesus. This is how we survive. We roast coffee and we love Jesus.
Well, look, coffee, it is the new communion cup.
It is. It really is.
So how do you do that?
Oh, we have a lot of help. Yeah, we have a lot of support. We have an amazing team, both in our business and our business partners, Chris's brother and his wife, Jemima, so Ben and Jemima. They really carry the lion's share of the business. But we feel really blessed because it's actually released us into the ministry stuff. So it's freed us up to do the church thing and to love our team at Newcastle.
What, so freed you up, I mean, obviously with the team, but also like the tent make type thing, there's other incomes and that builds into...
Yeah. Well, I think the whole bivocational thing, as you know, is a really interesting interesting shift for a lot of ministers these days. Is like, well, it actually helps me if I'm in my community and if I'm actually working and creating some kind of income that doesn't rely on the church. So, I mean, it has its pros and cons, as you know. It's the juggle and it's not always sustainable, but for us it's been a great blessing in the last 7 years since we've been at Hope You See.
Yeah, I mean, it will probably become a norm for the future, particularly when we talk about our conversation around church planting and the capacity for some churches, particularly smaller ones, maybe to be able to pay a minister or a leader. And so having other incomes is, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible.
It is.
It's a good thing. And so any coffee... well, they're not. What would you? Coffee connoisseurs. What's a lover of coffee?
Coffee snob.
I was going to say coffee snob, but I thought that was a bit harsh.
There's so much good coffee now in Newcastle. You've got so many options.
There is. You don't want to go to America for a good coffee. I mean, we would have some of the best coffee in the world.
We do.
I would imagine.
100%.
And so, Glee Coffee is the brand that you guys. You're a supplier as well to.
Yeah.
You roast coffee.
We're the dealers. Wheelers and dealers.
You're the suppliers.
Yeah.
So many of our listeners would go to a cafe and, you know, Glee Coffee, you know, all that sort of stuff. So, but you have a cafe in Lake Macquarie.
Yeah. It's called Good One.
Good One. It's in what suburb?
It's in Belmont.
Belmont, yeah. Right on the water there. Beautiful. It's great.
Yeah, it's
good coffee.
Good spot.
So so we're talking a little bit about, and we just mentioned around church planting, and so you guys, coming out of your church at Hope You See, are planting a church early next year.
Well, that's the plan.
That's the plan.
We're
early next year.
We're going to have a test run first.
On the west side of Lake Macquarie, upper west. Taralba area, was it?
Yeah.
Taralba area, which is really cool. So the question is, because, you know, some would say, well, surely we've got enough churches.
Mm.
You know, we need another one. You know, what? Help our listeners understand a little bit of thought behind this.
Mm.
Why church plant?
Yeah, well, we've been on a journey. I'm a pastor's kid, as you know, and I have seen all the things that can go with the difficulty of church planting and stretching out and all that stuff. So this has been a journey for me. We've never done this before as pastors ourselves. And I do think in Newcastle we are so blessed with amazing churches, beautiful, diverse, rich and healthy churches. So we love that. But I do think that the local church is still God's answer for sharing the gospel in the local community. And I think it's really powerful when you can say to your neighbor, hey, let's go to church, and it's less than 15
right.
minutes away. Like, I think, I do think that there's something really powerful about being on the ground in that local area. And so for us, we can see that on that side of the lake, it is the third largest, it's the third fastest growing region in Australia.
Yep.
So we definitely see, as we can see, all these great guys I'm looking at that are also starting churches around that way. There's just this beautiful opportunity to connect with people. And if they didn't have to travel more than 20 minutes to get to that local church, I think that would be a great blessing to the community. And I think it's just it's a better and more powerful way to reach those locals.
Yeah, because there's huge research behind that too. It's not just a thought. There's research that church planting is one of the most effective ways of evangelism.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about establishing something. It's there for the community to win the community of the Lord.
Absolutely, yeah.
I love that because I love the whole, you know, the historical parish model was about geography.
Yes.
You know, and pastoring communities. And I love the thought of, you know, well is there somewhere close to, you know, so if I'm in Newcastle and I am, and living there, but my church is half an hour up the road to Maitland, it's like, how many people from my suburb are going to do that?
None.
No one.
No one.
Very few.
Mm.
Maybe one. So there's a practical element too of accessibility and identifying with geography, which is really, really cool.
And I think you need to know the needs of that community. Like we might go there and see, we might think it needs a certain thing, and we might get there and be like, well, actually, this is not what they need. So we need to be amongst and kind of that osmosis is really important locally.
Yeah, so, okay, so that's all part of the planning and I imagine the early stages, just understanding the community.
Yeah, we just really want to get alongside all these other great churches that are there. And I guess the kingdom perspective is let's just bring what we bring. Yeah,
I think that's really important because, you know, if you've just joined us, it's Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest is Beth Gleason. We're talking about church planting. I think the one of the bigger thoughts is this is not a competition.
Yeah.
It's like we're actually, you know, COVID come out with this global catch cry. We're in this together. It's like, hello. You know, it's like, well, hang on. As the church, as the body of Christ, we've actually always been in this together. We probably always haven't functioned well, but there is beauty in the diversity of the church. We've
Absolutely.
Got diverse communities. And so we need diverse expressions of the church.
Absolutely.
To reach them.
Yeah.
And the celebration of church planting, I think, is a really big deal. I mean, we just need more church planting.
Yeah, we do.
And interesting out that side of Lake Macquarie and then and the west of Newcastle with the population growth, new suburbs and estates and stuff like that, there's massive population out there and not many churches.
That's right. Yeah, totally. And I think... Yeah, we are so blessed in Newcastle. So grateful for all the years. Like, if I can just say, first time I met Rick, he had long hair, guys. Long, curly hair.
Now I'm struggling to have any.
I just will never forget, like, what you did for the churches of Newcastle and this whole kingdom perspective. And I really think we now, this next gen, we're reaping the benefits of you guys finding what are the things we all believe in and what are the things we all agree on, and how can we champion each other, and how can we how can we make Nui amazing and the Hunter amazing. So I really, really appreciate all your work in that. And you've always had that big picture of the church, which is just actually really the godly perspective of what the church should be.
Well, I appreciate that little interjection there. But hey, this is my program, okay? Well, look, and you know, I've been beneficiary of others. There's always been kingdom-minded people. Your father's been in that. Your parents, and lots. And so it's a great joy, and it's a fuller experience. There's great joy in seeing the diversity of other people. I mean, if we're all the same, it'd be pretty boring. Although the world could handle a few more Beth and Chris Gleasons, that would be for sure. So coming up, I mean, it's really interesting because we did a little bit of a research paper around this earlier this year and identified, oh, gee, we really need some church planting to be out that way.
Wow.
You know, we thought, well, it'd be really good to stimulate that. But anyway, we just threw it out there. There's a need here. And then to learn that you guys are doing a church plant out there in Lake Macquarie and coming out of All Saints and New, there's a church plant, Foundry Church in Wallsend, that's starting. And then out in West Wallsend, Colliery Church is being started, coming out of New Vine at Maryland.
That is amazing. I love West Wallsend.
So it's amazing.
Westy.
So it's like, you know, we kind of identify, because we're trying to, like you said, trying to understand what where our community is, what are the needs and all these sort of different things. And so for me to learn, oh, shivers, this is amazing.
That's so good.
That the Lord's placed on people's hearts to birth something in other geographies.
That's brilliant. And we need it.
We do. It's interesting because I, you know, in our church, we celebrate the birth of the church. That was established March 4, 1990.
Yes.
And so we have a little bit of a celebration around that each year and whatever. But, you know, somewhere in time, you know, the Father dropped this dream into the hearts of humanity, faithful men and women that had some faith-filled, courageous steps to plant something, establish something for the community.
Yeah, wow.
And so that just continues on.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's just one of the great joys of knowing histories of churches, but also knowing that they continue to reproduce. I mean, New Vine would perhaps be one of the, over the recent decades, a phenomenal story of a couple of fellas
sending
planting it, and then planting other churches that have gone on to plant churches. It's amazing. So there's uncertainty.
Yes.
What's the sense, though, of, you know, what's the sense of God in it, you know, for you? Because, you know, there's when you step into something new, there's always the unknown.
Yes.
But what is it for you guys that there's a sense of, yes?
Well, I think we probably wrestled this for a couple of years, Chris and I, and we're both pastors' kids, so we both have our own reticence of doing scary stuff, as much as we are creative and we feel like there's an entrepreneurial thing in us. We also get worried about burning people out and stretching people beyond their capacity. So I guess we have this protectiveness around our church and our team and our leaders, and we love them so much. But we also feel like we're so swollen in a good way with great leaders that we feel like it's that whole Isaiah 54, enlarge. I've actually given you more than enough to actually stretch out. And it was, I think it was Pastor Darren Bunnell we heard speak on this at a conference, and he goes, if you've got a church of over 200, you should be planting. And he was like, you actually should have planted already. And Chris and I looked at each other and we're like, what the? And we just felt at that moment, and this was a couple of years ago now, but we were like, okay, God, you're really clearly speaking to us. So I guess the sense of God in it all is when we didn't even really have a word. We were just like, we've got to do this. Like, we didn't even, we just felt like it's time. So when we first got together with a couple of the guys that actually live over there, you know, Wood Rising and Toronto and quite a few just in Taralba. There was such a flurry of prophetic words and pictures and visions, and that we were like, I was just writing them in my notes, like, oh my gosh, I got to capture this, because they were like, we see this angel with a flaming sword, like we see strongholds being teared down. Right. And I would just, I don't know, it impacted me greatly, because I was like, God, you're actually speaking to the team that's kind of, it's not even an existent team yet, but you're ministering to me through these guys who just live here. So we've ended up without even, it's by the grace of God really, is we've got a team of like 40 people. And I'm like, yo, where did y'all come from?
So that's amazing, because, you know, obviously a couple of years you've been sitting on it, then someone stirred you, but it was in the hearts of others.
That's right.
So when you spoke something out or decided, well, let's go down this journey a little bit, it synchronized with other people's hearts.
Yeah, and that's only God that does that, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that thought about entrepreneurial thing. I think it's part of the grace on our region, actually, a pioneering entrepreneurial spirit. And yes. So I'm really expecting in the future, because I know from the history, there's so many things that have been birthed here in this region that have been a gift to the nation and beyond. And so really, really looking forward. Beth, it's been a great pleasure having you on the program today.
Thanks so much, Rick. We really appreciate you guys. Love you and Sue and all the things you do.
Fantastic. Well, it's been great being with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. I tell you what, celebrate what's happening in the church. Sometimes we can be reduced into a small world. But there's a greater thing happening the Lord's doing in and around our region. Church planting is a part of it. And we're very thankful that the Lord's birthed in hearts of men and women faith and courage to plant something for His honour and His glory. Been great being with you. Bye for now.
See ya.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.